Welcome to A Few Goldilocks Bears Podcast. This is a podcast where we talk about things we love, things that we hate, and things in the middle. This could be things that we're indifferent about, that we're ambivalent about, that we're on the fence about. These are the gray areas of life. These are the things that aren't in the black and white, that they don't maintain to your precious polar opposites.
This is Vincent Cloud. Hello.
Hi, I'm John Nemeth.
And I'm David Lauer.
And before we get into our topics of love, hate, and differences, ambivalences, let's talk about old-ass topics, shall we? In the segment we call the Dacia Fuse. Go ahead, Dave.
All right. Like, I've talked about how I love parody movies. There's so many great parody movies out there. But I found one that's horrible. I think it was on Netflix or Hulu. I think it was Netflix. And I'm just like, you know, oh, there's Scary Movie 1, 2, and 3. I'm like, oh, they're all hilarious. And then there was like, there's a movie called Date Movie. It's called Date Movie. And I was like, I know it's from like that time frame. It's like 2005, 2006. It has like Allison Hannigan in that, which, you know, she first got popular with like Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And then like How
Is
I
she
Met Your Mother.
Like the band geek? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, from American Pie.
Bandcamp, yeah.
Yeah. So like this movie, it parodies, you know, Hitch, Legally Blonde, Bridget Jones's Diary, Meet the Fockers, like any type of date movie, basically. And it's that same formula. However, in like as I started to watch it, I was like, this will be good. It has to be good. It's this stupid, dumb comedy. How could it be bad? But this movie is just so freaking bad in just like every way imaginable. And it constantly like it did something that like I love. Like it's still like all of a sudden you'd have Jennifer Coolidge would show up and I'm like, yeah, she's awesome. And then I'd have like Fred Willard and I'm like, yeah, she's awesome. And then it was like that little person, the guy from Bad Santa, who was like the elf.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
He shows up and I'm like, yeah, he's awesome. But the problem was Allison Hannigan was really terrible. Like the writing is just so bad. Like it was like the producers and the director, I don't know about the director, but the producers, like they set up everything for this movie to be good with all of like the cameos and stuff. But the problem was is nobody, they didn't have anyone to write the movie and to make it funny. They had like all the movies I named off, like all the date movies they were going to spoof. They had a giant list and they tried to spoof them, but none of it was funny. It was all just really stupid. I don't know. It was
yeah,
just stupid.
That's
the
a
only
bummer.
way you
Like,
can describe it.
it just feels like sometimes they're like, oh, these people were hilarious and other stuff. Let's just get them to show up and be hilarious. But they don't like actually have like jokes in the script.
Yeah, and these aren't from the Wayans brothers, like the first two were. Eventually they were, I don't, some legal bullshit happened where they were basically fired from their own franchise or something like that. And then after that, it was just Date Movie. There's other something movies, and it's that lazy. And it's just references. It's just like, oh, I'm, you know, there's a Captain Jack Sparrow dude, but he calls himself Jack Swallows. Isn't that hilarious? You know, like it's just very simple stuff. And Scary Movie 1 and 2 weren't like genius or anything like that, but it was, there was definitely more work put into it than those other movies. It's crazy. Yeah. I hear you,
Yeah,
Dave.
it was like it got a 7% on Rotten Tomatoes, and I'm just like shocked that 7% like this movie. Like, it doesn't even make sense.
Like 7 out of 100 critics actually had something good to say.
it just makes no sense. It's just, I don't know. It just, yeah. it left such a bad taste in my mouth. Like, I watched this movie like 2 months ago, and then I was thinking of parody movies, and I'm just like, no, I still have a bad taste in my mouth, and I don't want to watch another parody movie. But I do probably need a palate cleanser.
I wonder if this ruined Allison Hannigan's film career, because, like, what is she in nowadays?
Yeah. So, like, the entire beginning of the movie was a parody on Shallow Hal, which was like a Jack Black, and
Gwyneth.
then that one Gwyneth Paltrow, yeah,
The goop
where she,
herself.
yeah, she was overweight, and then once she becomes skinny, then she's attractive. So it was like that plot point was Allison Hannigan was wearing a fat suit for like 10 minutes and dancing around to All My Milkshake, or My Milkshake Brings All the Boys to the Yard. She's doing all this stupid stuff, but there was no comedy that was actually written. It was just like, ha, she likes to eat a lot of fried chicken and she's overweight. And it was just like, there was nothing funny to be found. It was just so bizarre. And it was very oddly done. And like, you could, I don't know, you could watch the first 10 minutes of the movie and you're just like, it was like watching something going off the tracks in like slow motion. And you're like, oh, this isn't going to end well. And it doesn't. It doesn't. And like, part of you's like, wow, maybe it'll get better once we're past this part. But it doesn't. It just stays consistently bad.
The
So,
woman changing to become attractive thing reminded me. I just watched Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. I'd never seen that before. And there's a scene where like there's like a really pretty girl and he's like, oh yeah, but you know, like put this scrunchie in your hair, and she like puts her hair up and he's like, oh, put on these glasses. So it's like the opposite of every other like, oh, the librarian actually becomes super hot. But he liked her more as like the librarian type.
awesome.
yeah, that movie was really good.
Yeah, definitely.
Is that DreamWorks or Illumination? I always get confused those two because they're so similar in my mind.
Yeah, I'm honestly not sure either.
But it was good though. I saw that. All right, let's get the show started here. Go ahead, John.
All right, I am conflicted on what to think about this thing that is happening called global population decline. So basically the idea is that people aren't having enough babies to sustain our current population, and that's gonna cause issues for future generations and like probably even us by the time that we're like retirement age, that there won't be enough like young people keeping down all the jobs and keeping the economy going and all that stuff. And like the reason I'm conflicted by it is because like I felt like through our entire childhood, they were telling us that there was like too many people. The population is growing too fast. There's going to be 10 billion people by 2010, and that's going to be horrible for everything. And then, like, even as it is with the birth rate declining, like, global warming is still unchecked, and emissions and greenhouse gases and, energy usage just keeps increasing, and we're always finding new dumb ways to use energy, like cryptocurrency and all this AI stuff is using so much energy now. Like, there's just going to be more of that stuff that, like, I just wonder, like, should, like, is it really that bad if, like, the population gets smaller? Maybe people will end up moving, like, to live closer to each other and, like, like, maybe some rural areas become more rural and like you kind of cluster together, but like it just makes me wonder if just like the long-term, sustainability of the planet, if it's actually a good thing if there's not so many of us in the future. But then yeah, the whole like everybody's going to be old thing definitely represents a problem. So like obviously, there's going to be downsides to it, no matter what.
Yeah, I totally agree with like you're always being told like there's going to be so many people, or there's enough already. Thanos do the snap, you know, that sort of thing. So like if people are choosing not to build upon their families, if people are not so into the like, oh, I have must have my genetic material live on, my legacy. I've never been one about that. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I don't need to see a mutated version of myself to feel like better about myself or anything like that, you know? Not to
I'm mutated
say,
enough as it is.
yeah. I mean, growing up, my mom always called us mutants all the time. But I don't know. In terms of having a kid, you know, I've definitely like, I don't care anymore. And it seems like a lot of people might be thinking the same thing. Maybe they're just like, oh, this world's so horrible. Who would want to bring someone in to deal with the global warming as bad as it's going to get and stuff like that? So that's interesting. I'm conflicted as well. That's, I guess, just because when we're older, that's going to hurt us somehow. But man, we're going to be old. You know, like, are we
Isn't that
gonna,
punishment enough?
yeah, no, I mean, it's not gonna be enjoyable being old. So maybe if we don't have help, if we don't have those younger generations, we'll go by quicker or something. I don't know. I'm not looking forward to being old at all. So,
Mean, maybe by then, all our AI robots will be doing all the work that young people used to do, so it'll be fine.
no, those robots are going to be just as annoying.
Like, why
You
did you teach this robot to spit in your food?
walking by some robots and are like, hey, old man. I'm like, hey. Dave, what do you got about global?
I read something about that. They were talking about like the decline in like birth rates, and then they're like, you think it's bad now, wait until they come out with the AI robots and everybody's taking their AI robot home to their mom and like, I found my new girlfriend, this is my robot, and you're like, nobody's gonna have kids in the future.
Man, you just remind me, there's like a whole Futurama episode about that. I forgot about that, where basically, there's like one of those like after school videos or a PSA or whatever about like don't let your kid date a robot exactly because of population decline. Like all they want to do is like make out and have sex with a robot all the time, and that won't result in any more humans being made.
They're like, sports was invented to attract the opposite sex. So was science, and so was all this stuff. And
Yeah.
then, acting was created to attract the same sex or something like that.
Oh, yeah, drama.
I think like with the global pot, like I don't really care. It's not that I don't care. Like it's very interesting to me, but I feel like we only hear about it from two different types of people. That's like either politicians or like basically like really rich people like Elon Musk. And it's to me what they're always saying is like we need to replenish the population so that way enough people are paying into Social Security, enough people are paying their taxes, and they want to make sure that they have enough workforce. And basically they're like, we want the stock market to like always be rising because we have a global economic system that has to have like perpetual growth. It always has to be growing and going up and up and up. And if your population goes down, then their profits are gonna stumble and not go up. So I feel like everyone who's always telling us, who's like really worried about it, is really just worried about their money and their profit. And it's like, I think there's enough people. I think we're gonna survive, like, as a people. Like, if there's less people, it's, yeah, it's like the economy, the global economy could, we're not gonna have as much tax money. We're not gonna have as enough profit for all these big companies. But I don't know. Like, that doesn't really affect me day to day. But I don't know. I don't try to get scared of that shit because the way I look at it, that's future people's problems. Yeah, whatever. They'll deal with it. But I don't know.
That's a good point. Like, and like then it's like just tied in with this weird, like often like racially motivated, you've got to like replenish your own people kind of thing. Like, which is always super weird too. Like every like you're right. The people talking about it always have some sort of agenda.
What did this go through where they wanted to offer $5,000 to people to have a baby? Did you hear
Yeah, I
about
know what you're
that?
talking about. I don't know if that went through or not. And what's funny is like all this stuff like kind of came out after I suggested this topic originally. It came to my attention because I saw like people were talking about like South Korea specifically. They were kind of a they're ahead of the trend on the population or the birth rate decline and everything. And then yeah, since then it's just been in the news all over the place. And yeah, like you're talking about. And honestly, I have no idea if that anything became of that offer of have a kid or whatever.
Well, I mean, as soon as I heard that, I'm like, $5,000 is nothing. Like, you know how, like, diapers by themselves is so fucking expensive. Not to mention, you know, clothes, then maybe you'll have to buy formula because the mom doesn't want to breastfeed or something, you know? Like, it's so expensive. It was ridiculous that $5,000 is what they offered, you know? But the other thing, though, the good thing, I think, is maybe we won't be expanding into the forest. Maybe, you know, we won't be losing all the trees and shit, you know, the poor animals, you know. So maybe that'll lessen. And to me, that's a good thing. I'm all about the animals.
Yeah, like the wilderness that still exists, let's keep them that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a big problem is like people don't want to have kids because money is like so tight that like the thought of having to feed another person, to clothe them, to pay for diapers, it's so financially like people struggle by themselves or with one other person in their family, the thought of adding more people to support, I mean, it's not the 1950s and 1960s anymore. This isn't like our parents. You know, you couldn't just buy a house for $18,000 and be set, you know? I don't know. It makes it so difficult that a lot of people are like, you know what? I'm content. And also with technology, like you have so many different ways to occupy your time and have hobbies that like I'm sorry, but like back in the 1950s, like you didn't have a whole lot of shit you could do. Like you started a, you know, you had your job, like the husband would have his job and only one person needed to work. So, you know, the gal's like, let's have some kids, you know, let's but now it's like both people have to work. If you both people in the couple have to work, so then you're like, well, if we're working all the time, if we have a kid, then we have to have daycare during the day, and that costs $800 every week or 2 weeks. And it's so like financially, you just kind of do the run the numbers for a month, and you're like, you just go cross-eyed, and you're like, I don't think we can do this.
Oh, man. Segway challenge. I forgot what we called it. It's been so long. Holy shit.
The population of words in this topic are contracting, and it's time to move on to the
Make like
next.
a chromosome and split.
I will give you guys $5,000 for a segue. All right, go ahead, Dave, with your plain nuts.
Yes. I hate plain nuts. Just like peanuts, they're trash and they taste like dirt. So like I always go through the store and I go through like the chip aisle and the cracker aisle, and then I see the popcorn, and then you see all the nuts, and you got your peanuts and your almonds and your cashews.
Oh my God, I'm
And
salivating just hearing.
there's all the different, like, you know, we salt them, they're salted, they're roasted, you know, you got honey roasted, and you have like all these different almonds, you have all these different flavors. And I've tried literally every kind of nut there is, And none of them are that good. Cashews are definitely the best, you know, honorable mention, but I guess it's not a nut, it's like a legume.
Not really.
So some kind of technicality. But
You know, we count those in the nut community. So,
yeah. All right.
what
Yeah.
about these nuts?
Oh, wow. Did someone run a
But
timer on that one? This whole time I'm thinking, how long before someone says
I
that?
by
I
far
thought that
one of
was
the
going
worst. I hate when people do that. I hate it, so I had to.
I
You
thought that
become
was
what
going
you
to be the
hate.
Segue challenge. And it's just like, oh,
Oh.
man.
No, there was no way we were
So,
making it through the entire segment.
but what I realized is nuts are great as
Yes,
a
end of
role
story.
player, only as a role player. They're not a main lead character. Like, they need to be like nuts, like chopped up nuts in a brownie or in some ice cream, some rocky road, or like a peanut butter cup where you have chocolate to complement the nut. Like, nuts on their own, I just think they suck and they're overrated. I'll take popcorn every day over a nut. But like, nuts are only good if you complement it with something else and it's just kind of like sprinkled in. Like, peanut butter is amazing. Peanut butter is like the greatest thing ever. But until you go through that process of making it peanut butter, like, if you just get the natural peanut butter that doesn't have like any sunflower oil in it and peanut oil and sugar, if you just get the natural stuff that's separated with the oil, totally different consistency, totally different flavor. It's not any good. Like, you have to add a little bit of something to it to make it good.
It's like really watery too, isn't it?
It's like really thick, but then like the
Oh.
oil on top is really watery, and then you gotta like
Oh.
stir it in.
Yeah, it's like a homework project. I gotta
Yeah.
say though, the co-op I go to has a thing where it's like a bin of peanuts, and you put your little jar underneath it, and you hit a button, and it like grinds the peanuts into your jar, and it's awesome for whatever reason, even though there's like nothing more to it. I don't know if it's just how fresh it is or what, because like it doesn't separate like other natural peanut butters that you would get, and for some reason just works way better. I'm not sure why.
That fucking baseball song with like peanuts and I'm like peanuts, like just as like just raw or whatever. I mean, the shells are good because
Oh,
it's salted,
yeah,
you
I
know.
love like peanuts in the shell. That's one of my favorite snacks.
I disagree. I literally just went to a minor league baseball game here in
Well, it's
Tulsa.
the minors.
And like, my wife got a bag of peanuts, like salted and roasted peanuts. And I was like, you're gonna spend $8 on that? Okay. And then I had like a couple of them, and I'm like, this tastes like dirt, and they're plain and they're gross. Like, I'm thirsty because I want to get this taste out of my mouth. Like, I'm gonna go get some popcorn with some artificial butter. Thank you.
I well, because of the high blood pressure incident that happened this year, they were like, well, basically told me to cut down on the chips and replace with mixed nuts. And I did for a long time, and then I'm like, I can't do this. Like I like, what's the alternative? Exercise? I'd rather exercise than eat right. You know what I
What's
mean?
the alternative? Death? Okay.
No, I mean,
Sign me up.
so I don't know, the whole diet thing really sucked because I love my pizza, I love my tacos, you know, all that stuff. So now I ex make sure I exercise very often and drink water too. So I allow myself to eat the stuff that I want. But when I was eating mixed nuts, that wasn't bad. It was Planters, Supreme something, I don't know, but I would make sure it had pistachios. Those are good. I really like pistachios. Cashews are really good. I had cashew butter I would put on my toast for a
Heck
while. That was
yeah.
good. That was very good. And but Dave, I make sure no peanuts are in any of those mixed things. Like they offer nothing after a while. I don't know. Maybe I liked them when I was a kid. But the older I get, I'm like, there's just, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
But
I
yeah.
was eating trail mix, and it's like, I love the M&Ms,
I don't even mind. I don't mind the raisins. The raisins are kind of good. But I'm like, then there's just these plain peanuts that are just trash. And then I'm like, the cashews are good. But like, I love every ingredient in the trail mix, but not the peanut.
Okay,
It's just there. It's
so
like,
definitely like in mixed nuts, I'll get ones without peanuts because those are just like filler or whatever. But that being said, I do love peanuts in the shell, like cracking them open, getting the peanuts out. It's a fun time. Tastes great, in my opinion.
taps into the squirrel side of you.
Yes. Do you count mixed nuts as plain nuts, Dave, in hating them? Okay.
I
Because
mean,
yeah, like
to me, it's only good when I'm drunk. Like,
yeah, at the office I work at, like, we'll get like snacks and stuff from Costco or whatever in these giant bags of mixed nuts, and I'll have like pour a little bowl of them every morning and have them. They have to be roasted. Like, I'm not a big fan of raw ones. I agree, cashews are the best. I also love pecans, but they like those have to be roasted. And then yeah, pistachios are up there. I like almonds okay, but they're kind of, in my opinion, filler as well, similar to peanuts, but
Ooh, almond butter I had as well. That was good. I like almonds in my cereal. That go on.
Yes. They say people who eat a handful of nuts every day live longer and are healthier than people who don't.
Wow. Wait, what's pecans? Is that the dark brown ones?
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of flat. They're like oval shaped and they have like the multi ridges or whatever.
Okay, I think. All right, yeah, I like those as well. Those are good. I'm trying to think like the last I think I at the bar, isn't there like a usually they'll have some nuts there, complimentary, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys ever go to like Texas Roadhouse or Five Guys Burgers and Fries? John, probably not you.
Where they have peanut shells all over the fucking floor?
Yeah. And there's just peanut shells everywhere. And I'm just like, you guys literally sell like French fries. Like, why would I eat peanuts if there's French fries? Like, come on.
I
There's a
just.
place in Uptown in Minneapolis that was like the peanut bar, and it's like you're just walking through shelves and stuff.
Imagine if you have a peanut allergy and you
Oh
were
my
just like,
God.
let's just walk into this
Oh
building.
yeah. This is like landmines. You're gonna die for sure.
I think I told the story. I was on the flight where like they made the announcement that like we have someone with a really bad peanut allergy on this flight. And I had like brought in like a pad thai noodle dish or something like that. I'm like, what? You're telling me I can't eat my food?
Did you make a
Worse.
stink about it,
Only inside my mind.
Chad?
You're gonna hold up like the Ziploc containers. You're like, don't move or I'll open it. I'll open it right now.
Oh, that'd be great. You end up on like, someone records your little rant. Like, Karen goes nutty on plane.
Oh yeah. And yeah, public freak out or whatever on Reddit.
Segway challenge.
You'd be nuts if you don't want to move on to a different topic.
Ouch, I sat on my nuts. That's trade topics. All right, I will go. I love Ninja Warrior Japan, or as it's called, Sasuke. When you look at it, you think it should be pronounced Sasuke, but it's not. It's Sasuke. Some fucking asshole was like, it's actually Sasuke. And I'm like, I've been watching this for years. I know what it's pronounced. Oh my God, fucking jerk. But anyways, okay, so a lot of people will probably know American Ninja Warrior. That is just watered down McDonald's bullshit. I hate it so much. It's so squeaky clean and like family friendly and like I don't, well, anyways, the Japan is the pure part. You know, these guys are, you know, if you watch a video, there's some stuff on YouTube. And this sucks too, by the way. In a Daisha or a Goldie Look behind the scenes, I usually work with a lot of notes. I forgot to that I have to fill my printer with ink, so I have like no notes. So this is all raw dog or something.
Printer ink, the most expensive liquid on the planet.
So what I'm going to say is it's pure because it takes place within one day. It's only 100 competitors. It starts off, I think it's brilliant how they present this. You start off with like the worst, and you know, like number one is like Mr. Octopus, this old man who does every single one, and you go there just so that he, you know, he always falls on like the first obstacle of the first course, but you get a laugh out of him and stuff. Sure, that might be taking up someone's, you know, someone of worth's spot, but it's fine. It'll build up. And you know, you get to number 10, then you get to the 20th person. And so what you see is you see more and more of the obstacle of stage one as they go on. So you appreciate the people that go further and further, you know? And they have all these cool obstacles. They change about every few years. Which I like, and it's hard not to just bitch about American Ninja Warrior by while talking about this one because they just do the opposite. Like I said, there's 100 people in one day. In American Ninja Warrior, it's stretched out for like, I don't know, 3 months or something like that. And every week there's like, we're going to Boston and then we're going to this place. And it's just all tons and tons of all these people trying to get to Las Vegas, which is the finale. But and they also have a thing where like even if you fall, you could be considered a wild card because the crowd loves you so much. It's like, no, if you fall, you fall. You're fucking out of there, you know? So with Ninja Warrior Japan, it's so pure. The competitors are amazing. I don't know their names. I could just describe them. But we have these awesome veterans. There's something that I admire so much about this one, where it's like, I would love to compete. This is about the only thing I think I could try. I'd have to lose a shitload of weight, though, because Americans, we're taller than them for sure, but we're heavier. And that means we can't grip as long as they can. Like the Japanese, they're lighter, they can hold on for longer and stuff. Their obstacles are made more for their size. So, like the jumping spider, where it's like you jump on a trampoline and there's like this hall and they put their arms, their legs out to stick, right? And crawl. For Americans, like it's pretty narrow for us. So we actually can't totally extend our limbs like they can. So we have to do these adjustments. We can run through it faster, but it all comes down to our arm strength as well, which just fucking kills us in those later stages and stuff like that. So, you know, you got the stage one, it's timed. Stage two is timed quicker, I think. Stage two is cool, but then stage three is like almost all arm strength, but there's no timer at all. And then finally, if you get to stage four, which is very rare, because American Ninja Warrior, by the way, only has four champions, and it's been going on for fucking, I don't know how many years now, maybe 20 years, something like that. And that's fourth stage, you just climb this fucking rope, and you only have, I don't know, I can't remember, 40 seconds, something like that. But it's terrific. It's wonderful. If I were to go on American Ninja Warrior and win, I'd be like, it's not real. You know, I gotta compete with the Japanese. You know, Dave, remember Justin Gaethje wins the interim belt and he just threw it on the floor and they're like, Why'd you do that? He's
Yeah.
like, it's not real, you know. And I'll wait until I get the real one. Like, that's how disrespectful I would be at American Ninja Warrior. They're like, oh my God, here's $1 million. I just fucking tear it up. Fuck you.
Take Monopoly money. I don't want this.
What do you guys have to say about Sasuke?
So I was aware of American Ninja Warrior. Never really watched it, but I've seen some clips from it and whatnot. And then I looked up some YouTube clips of the Japanese original version. Yeah, I guess from the clips, I didn't really get the point of what the difference is between the American one as you described here. So I'm kind of curious now, like, in the American one, are you following like you're following like the same people over like a season, basically, or do they, is it like one episode is all you'll ever see the same people in?
No, there's so one episode will be like, oh, we're starting at Boston. So you'll see all the people that participated, and whoever got that first stage, you will see them later on during, like, maybe in a few weeks where they go to the qualifiers or some
Okay.
shit. So it's all broken down like that. So you do see the numbers dwindle over time, but I don't know. I think it's overexposure to me, you know. Like it's something, the feeling of accomplishment when you hit the buzzer, when you go through all those obstacles. But then it's like, okay, we'll see you in a few weeks, and doing the same thing. That's how lame it is, you know.
Okay, and then and so in the Japanese one, then do you like are the people like there and done in a single episode, or well, does like qualifying and whatnot take place over multiple episodes, like a season or
They
something?
do have tryouts and stuff, but they don't show it. You know, this the Ninja Warrior, I think it's like 3 to 4 hours long, maybe. You know, it's and you start off early in the morning and you end at night, you know, and you see all 100 people there. Even if they fall, they're still kind of hanging out. You can see them in the background, they're still cheering people on and stuff. It's a nice family sense, not family friendly like the American Ninja Warrior, where everyone has a fucking video package and they're like, let's see what John does at home. And you know, and
Yeah.
just like, this is how I define my personality, you know, like it's so annoying.
Yeah, like yeah, that kind of got the vibe there. So I always think of this like, I like cooking competition shows and I loved like Iron Chef, both Japanese and American versions, because it's like, oh, like these people show up, they either win or lose that day, and then you're done with them. It what I never liked was like Top Chef or whatever, where it's like, oh, it's the same people for the entire season, and it's like the drama of like, oh, how are they going to play the reality show game and that kind of stuff, and what's their backstory, like what's motivating them, and like I just don't care about any of that stuff, and it kind of sounds to me like that's part of the difference between these two versions as well.
John, you are literally saying all of my own thoughts. I just looked on my phone and I typed in Iron Chef because I was like, man, I love Iron Chef and I love the Japanese version because they treat it like it's a sport and they're like serious about it. And I love the announcers of it because they're just treating it like a sport. And I coincidentally saw that the music composer for the theme music is actually Hans Zimmer, which is crazy. I have to Google that and hear it because I don't remember it at all. But
Also, I
I
was
do.
shocked when I was watching one of the John Wick movies, and the chairman from Iron Chef America was like the main like villain or the main adversary, maybe is a better term for it. I was like, man, that really looks like the Iron Chef guy. And then I'm like, holy shit, it was.
I didn't know that. That's awesome. Yeah, I love like just the way it's presented on the Japanese show. I feel like it's more fast-paced where they're like the announcers are talking very fast. but even when it's dubbed into English, the English people saying, they're just repeating what the Japanese, and they're just translating it. They're speaking very quickly. They're talking about what's happening, what they're doing, what they're trying to do. And yeah, they're not watering it down with like, so and so is doing this for their family. So and so's wife has this disease, and their child is going through this problem, and they're trying to do it for their family. And then they're like, do this 5-minute introduction into this person's backstory, and then they go out there to perform. They lose in like 40 seconds, and then they cut to them and their family who's like debilitated by some weird disease, and they're all like, thanks for losing immediately. And I'm just like, this is the vibe is so weird. And like, and they do that like most TV shows like do that a lot. Like ESPN always does that with like the NFL draft. Like any guy who would get picked in the draft, it's supposed to be like the happiest day of your life. You just got picked to play in the NFL. But instead, they're just focusing on the fact that, you know, some family member died in like a car accident 8 years ago and they've been living with that. And I was like, man, I was like, why is this such a bummer? Like, this is my escape. I'm trying to watch TV. Like, quit bumming me out with all this stuff.
I gotta okay, so I have to mention the four champs from Sasuke. Like I said, I can't remember the names, but the first champ is basically the blind ninja. He had some sort of eye degenerative disease, right? So he was slowly losing his sight as he competed. And eventually he won. So it's like, you know, he could see, but not very well. But I want to call him the blind ninja. The second guy is like one of the most badass dudes. Like, I think he's probably the most popular. You know, he's a handsome looking man. He's very charismatic. But the thing is, though, he was so good on the course, and he would get. I think he got to. He would get far all like almost every single time. He would either fail at the third stage or the first, but eventually he did win. And I would say he's the face of the obstacle course. Well, the blind guy, he was a crab fisherman, and so was this other guy. He was just a fisherman. And that's what's so cool and humbling about it, that when they're on this course, they're badass superstars, but they're just, you know, they come from a humble life. The third guy, who's my favorite, Yoshi something, but I just call him Yoshi. It is crazy because, like I said, the you know Japanese tend to be shorter than us, but he's like short for even them, and he's like this, I don't know, geeky dude. I just love him, and he accomplished he won twice, and I was like, holy shit, this is fucking cool. And he's by far my favorite one. I think he won the very first Ninja Warrior I ever watched. I was like, oh shit. So, you know, after that, you watch it and you're like, oh, sometimes people don't even get to stage three on some years, you know? And then the fourth guy is the kid ninja, baby ninja, because he would always be in the crowd, and he was a young, you know, teenager. And he's like, oh, I'm just waiting until I turn, I don't remember what the age is, 17 to compete or something like that. So as soon as he got to show up, like, he studied everyone and studied the course, made miniature versions, had stuff in his backyard, so he was prepared. And sure enough, eventually he won. And I just learned 2 years ago, something like that, he won again. So yeah, four amazing individuals. They're so badass. They're so cool.
I've noticed around here there's like Ninja Warrior gyms popping up where they'll like it's for kids and stuff, so it's
Oh,
not like
that's
the
intense.
full thing, but it's basically kind of like miniaturized versions of those types of obstacles and stuff, which would be fun if you're able to do such things.
Any desire from either of you to participate? No?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Just
I
curious.
mean, I used to have that desire because I remember seeing stuff like that for kids where like we would watch like MTV's The Challenge and they would have stuff, you know, with like monkey bars and then like a balance beam. And I went someplace, it was like in the Wisconsin Dells at one of the indoor parks, and you could go across this giant obstacle course, and it's only for kids. And I'm like, if they made that for adults, that would be amazing. Like, I would love to do some of that stuff because, like, they have like the giant, like, foam pit underneath. So if you fall off, you know, you just land in the foam pit, then you just climb back up and you go through the obstacles again. I think that would be cool. Like, if you could set up like an adult-sized Ninja Warrior course, but you would have to have it like different difficulties because there's no way, like, someone as unathletic as me could just like go into like the actual course. I'm not gonna be able to stretch my arms out. I'm not gonna be able to jump that far or that high. So you'd have to have like a bunny slope version and then like a medium and then a hard.
Yeah, and for me, like if there could be a place where like I'm the only one there or like someone there who like will not laugh at me and like guide me constructively, then I would be interested in it. But like the reality of just like doing it in front of other people and flailing around horribly and stuff was is enough to make me terrified to think about it.
Everyone falls though, like even those greats, like I said, well, I can't remember the names, but yeah, sometimes they'll fail on that first stage, but you know the community is strong in that show. I personally would love to participate. It's about the only show I've ever seen where I'm like, I want to do that, you know, but of course I'd have to lose a lot of weight. I would have a good reach and length, but my ankles kind of suck, and there's a lot of leaping in that show. Like there's two people that immediately have an edge over everyone else, and that's rock climbers for the grip and parkour people where they could just leap, you know, they just know how to gauge distance and shit like that. So yeah, I would love to try, but it's definitely an uphill battle since I'm over the hill. Yeah.
How about an honorable mention for the show MXC or Takashi's Castle?
What is that even the
I
Okay, sure.
mean
Mean, I love that show,
when they're doing sinkers or floaters, that's kind of like
but yes.
Ninja
Is that
Warrior stuff.
the spinning logs
No,
thing?
that's where you jump on the rocks, like the stepping
Right.
stones across the water, but some of them like are fake and they just like collapse as soon as you step on it.
Oh, I do love MXC. It's like I think all the seasons are available on Prime right now for
Oh,
free.
really?
Sweet, yeah. Oh, gotta give a shout out, special honors to Ninja Warrior or Women of Ninja Warrior. No boys allowed on this. Way less arm stuff, more balance, more things to do with legs and shit like that, and speed on legs. That's great. The women are like out of this world attractive. Like they don't even seem real. Yeah, it's great. All right. Anything else? Ninja Warrior? Are we out of here? We're out of here. That's the show. Tell them about the email, John.
Oh, well, you know, like we're sick of coming up with our own topics, so get these lazy listeners and viewers to help us out a bit. So if you have something that you love, hate, or are indifferent to, send an email to topics@afewgoldilockbears.com. We'll put a link in the show notes here and tell us what you love, hate, or are indifferent to and why. And maybe we'll talk about it on the show.